gas stations. They look like great businesses from the outside, but gas stations are optically attractive and financially deceptive. Gas stations are one of the worst risk-adjusted investments in America. All right, welcome to Pursuit of Profit, the podcast for people who want to build profitable businesses without guessing, gambling, or learning the hard way. I'm Cliff Nonnemacher, and today we're talking about one of the most misunderstood businesses in America, gas stations. Nearly everyone needs gas, nearly. Traffic is constant, cash flows daily. But what most people don't see is this. Look at these headwinds. Razor-thin margins. Massive liability. Folks, you have unlimited environmental liability. Prone to crime, labor headaches, you now have EV disruption, electric vehicle, and almost no real upside. So today I'll explain exactly why I would never invest in a gas station and why so many owners feel trapped once they're in it. So let's begin with the illusion of high revenue. Most gas stations look busy because they are, but activity doesn't equal profitability. Fuel margins are razor thin. Typical margins are 2 to 5 cents per gallon. Even a really good station might make 10 cents per gallon on a great day. So if you sell 100,000 gallons per month at a 5 cent margin, that's 5,000 gross profit before expenses. That's not a business. That's a utility with uncapped liability, and we'll discuss more about the liability later. Now let's discuss the real economics of fuel, the COGS, cost of goods sold, taxes, and margin reality. But before we go any further, you need to understand how fuel actually works financially, because this is where most buyers get fooled. Fuel is not a retail product. It is a loss leader. It is a pass-through commodity. So what do I mean by that? A retail product is something that you price, you brand, and you margin. Fuel is none of those things. Gas stations do not sell fuel the way retailers sell goods. They just move fuel through their books, allowing everyone to get paid first, leaving the station owner last in line, literally fighting for pennies. So what does a station owner actually pay for fuel? Gas stations typically buy fuel at a daily rack price. We'll call it the terminal price, plus freight, plus distributor or brand markup. The cost changes daily, sometimes multiple times per day. You literally have zero pricing power. And let's not forget gas price taxes. Everybody knows that a lot of the money inside of the cost of fuel is taxes. Every gallon of gas includes a federal excise tax, about 18.4 cents per gallon. State fuel taxes, typically 30 to 70 cents per gallon. And for context, Alaska is around 9 cents and California is over 70 cents per gallon. Then you have additional environmental or tank inspection fees, etc. In most states, 45 to 85 cents per gallon is just taxes. Now that tax money flows through your revenue. It inflates top line sales and it is not your income. So it makes a station look much larger than it actually is. So let's break down a $3.50 per gallon reality, like you see it right on the gas station. Here's a breakdown. If the pump is $3.50, you have a federal tax of 18 cents, state and local taxes of 40 cents. The net fuel after taxes is $2.92. Well, what did the station owner pay? They paid wholesale. They paid $2.85. The gross profit to the station is about 7 cents per gallon. Folks, that is before expenses. Now, credit card fees, they often exceed fuel profit. 80 to 90% of fuel is purchased by credit card. And typical credit card processing fees to the merchant, the gas station owner, would equal 2.5% to 3.5%. Folks, on a $3.50 gallon, the credit card fees are 10 to 12 cents per gallon, which means most station owners will lose money on fuel every time someone pays with a credit card. Fuel, as I mentioned before, is often a loss leader, not a profit center. Businesses fail when the loss leader becomes the business. Loss leaders only work when they feed a strong, defensible profit center. Now let's talk about the inventory price risk. Fuel inventory is marked to market daily. If prices fall, you sell yesterday's expensive fuel at today's lower price. Margins go negative instantly. If prices rise, you briefly win until competitors adjust pricing. You carry all the downside and almost none of the upside. So, since there's no money in owning a gas station, now you know why they all have a convenience store or a car wash attached. So here's the truth. All real profit comes from tobacco, alcohol, lottery, snacks, the drinks, prepared food, and that introduces a series of new major problems, and I discussed that in the 7-Eleven episode. You now have high crime exposure, robbery and shoplifting. You have internal employee theft and cash leakage. You have shrinkage that eats already thin margins. Late night staffing risk and turnover risk. Most gas stations are open 16 to 24 hours a day, which means you're always exposed. Gas stations face one of the highest robbery and assault risks of any small business in America. Crazy stat. Owners are frequently covering shifts themselves. I know I speak to these people. They're installing bulletproof glass. They're hiring security. They're managing employee theft. This is not passive income. Most people don't get the full story when they start exploring franchising. So they make mistakes. That costs them big. That's why my business partner, Justin Guevara, and I wrote Beyond the Brand, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Fearless Franchising. It is our proven six-step process at Franosity to help you find the right franchise, avoid costly pitfalls, and build a business that truly fits your goals. Grab your copy of Beyond the Brand on Amazon or any major book retailer and start building your future fearlessly. All right. Now for the environmental and legal liability I discussed previously. This is where most investors get blindsided. Gas stations come with environmental risk, including your underground storage tanks, soil contamination, EPA compliance, tank leaks, even historical ones, okay? You're inheriting someone else's problem. One issue, just one, can freeze a sale, trigger six-figure remediation costs, more, it's even seven-figure remediation costs, kill financing, destroy the resale value of the business. You don't control the risk. You would literally inherit it. Here's a true story. You could look this up. So relating to unlimited environmental downside, the risks are not hypothetical. In 2023, a gas station in downtown Washington state suffered a leak from an underground storage tank. Nearly 2,500 gallons of gasoline migrated into the groundwater. The owner had no idea. And as you can imagine, leak detection alarms never triggered. Inventory shortages showed up, but follow-up testing failed to confirm a discharge of fuel. So for months, fuel moved underground undetected. The leak was discovered only after the gasoline vapors entered the basement of a nearby hotel, creating an explosion risk. The streets were shut down, businesses were evacuated, and parts of the city were closed. The financial damage was devastating. The state issued a $738,000 penalty to the gas station owner. Then ordered them to pay $4.1 million in cleanup and cost recovery after the owner's insurance was exhausted. The cleanup will take years. So far, the losses are $5 million. And here's the part every gas station pro forma ignores. There is no liability cap. I want to repeat that. There is no cap on your liability. Under federal and state law, gas station owners are fully responsible for environmental contamination, even if the alarms fail, even if the leak isn't detected, and even if insurance runs out. That is the real environmental risk of owning a gas station. So you have pennies per gallon on the upside, unlimited liability on the downside. That is negative asymmetry. And from an investor's perspective, I'm a hard no. In now comes the EV disruption, and it's very real. Electric vehicles are not coming. They're already here, and they're approximately 2% of all vehicles on the road. So they have a very long runway. So even modest EV adoption reduces fuel volume. It will definitely compress margins further, and it will force stations to invest in chargers, requires expensive infrastructure upgrades. Gas stations are capital-intensive businesses facing declining relevance, and I put emphasis on declining relevance. The U.S. reached peak gasoline demand in 2018, with 9.33 million barrels being consumed. That's not where I'm putting my money. All right. Now, the car wash myth. Many owners justify the investment by saying, but it has a car wash. Here's the reality. Car washes are mechanical nightmares, constant maintenance, water, chemical, equipment costs, their weather-dependent revenue. No one's going there in the rain and snow and sleet. And some do staff them, and they have staffing challenges. So car washes are not a business inside a business, and they're not a solution. Now let's talk about the exit risk and valuation reality. Most gas station owners discover this way too late. And that's why some of the folks that I've worked with said, I can't believe someone actually bought this business. Your exit options are limited. Buyers care about environmental reports, location, fuel contracts, condition of the tanks, crime statistics in the area, and the store performance. If anything is off, your valuation collapses. Many owners end up holding longer than planned. They have to discount the asking price heavily to unload it, or they're unable to sell it at all. Now, the Phrenosity decision-making matrix, right? If you use that matrix to determine asymmetrical risk, gas stations will fail that test. High capital, low margins, high liability, labor-intensive, environmental risk, disruption risk, limited upside. That is not wealth building. That is literally risk stacking. You're just stacking risks on top of risks. So my final thought, gas stations don't create financial freedom. If you want to build real wealth, look for scalable models with margin, with systems, with defensibility, and with clean exits, right? The exit strategy is everything. Build a plan with the end in mind. A gas station checks almost none of these boxes. That's why I would never invest in a gas station. Not because they're unprofitable, but because they're uninvestable. Today's gas station isn't a modern business model. It's a legacy distribution system where everyone gets paid first, risk is passed downhill, and the owner is left holding liability instead of leverage. That's just not investing. That's exposure. This is The Pursuit of Profit. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at Phrenosity.com. That's FRANOCITY.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.